from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy, neighbors. Wanted to put the spotlight today on the floor of the Senate from yesterday and the debate that was had between Senator Debbie Stabenow, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and Oklahoma Senator Tom Colburn over crop insurance premium subsidies. We're back on that in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Friday, May 31st, it's another Superior Video Livestock Auction seen live on RFD TV, Dish Network, and Direct TV, as well as SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,200 head will be sold, including 6,300 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, 4,800 weaned calves, and 8,200 calves on cows, 550 exposed heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs as well. For details, call Superior Video Livestock Auction, 1-800-422-2117.
It's the Green Tag event going on now at P&K Equipment. That means you'll be green with envy if you don't hurry in to check out our biggest savings of the season. Right now, we have great offers on premium John Deere riding lawn equipment. Save $200 on the fast and tight-turning Z445 zero-turn mower, or save $200 on the durable X304 series four-wheel steer lawn tractor with amazing maneuverability. Low price, great value, outstanding performance. That's just how we run here at P&K. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find your nearest location. Offer ends 5/31/13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larger farmers are going to have a bigger bill on their crop insurance premiums if the amendment offered by Tom Colburn and Dick Durbin yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate is a part of the final farm law of the land. The amendment added to the Senate version of the farm bill yesterday that basically would lower the premium subsidy for farmers making more than $750,000 adjusted gross income, and it would see the premium subsidy lowered for those producers from 62% currently down to 47%. Chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, worried on the floor that that could undo the deal cut between ag groups and conservation groups regarding conservation compliance and crop insurance.
Limiting crop insurance support to producers will cause producers with large pieces of land to leave the insurance system, losing the conservation benefits and possibly increasing the cost, again, to smaller providers. If everybody's not in, then the costs go up for who is in. And in fact, we know that if we take the largest purchasers out, it's estimated that we could see premiums nearly go up 40% for those that are currently in the system. And we are more likely to go back to ad hoc disaster assistance. In the drought of 2012, one of the worst on record for U.S. farmers, there were no calls for our crops to receive ad hoc disaster assistance. The corn and wheat and soybean growers and others across the country were able to survive. Why? Because of crop insurance. And it worked. So I would just urge colleagues to take a second look at this. We're talking about preserving a historic agreement that came together around conservation compliance, and we want to make sure all of the land that is in crop insurance is covered and we're protecting our soil and our water. So I would ask for a no vote on the amendment.
Madam President.
Senator from Oklahoma.
You know, the number one person that cares about the environmental quality of their land is the farmer. And the bigger the farmer, the more they care. The number four farmer, as far as crop insurance in the country, farms 105,000 acres. Average farmer in Oklahoma is 160 acres. We're not talking about small, but they'll make an economic decision, and if a 15% bump in their premium will cause them to go out, they'll go out. But they won't go out because it's too much of a sweetheart deal. We're still going to pay almost half of their crop insurance bill, 50%. You can't. Anybody else have that kind of deal going? Nobody has that kind of deal going. So what we're saying is let's save some money. Let's ask those that actually are more well endowed with benefits and profits to pay a fairer share of what they should be based on the benefit they get. The one thing that the chairwoman didn't say is these are the guys that collect the big bucks when there is one. So they do pay a portion of it, but their payouts are 10 times higher than the average farmer, hundreds of times higher than the average farmer. So they'll make an economic decision, and they're not going to walk away from this because it's still, even at 48%, it's too sweet of a deal for any of them to ever walk away. There's no study that says they'll walk away.
And 57 other senators agreed with Durbin and Senator Colburn, voting in favor of the amendment attaching it to the Senate Ag Committee bill. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.